Are you behind on your mortgage and you see no way out? Well, you absolutely need to call our friend Amy Kites of Keller Williams Realty Infinity.
Yeah, with Amy, you sit down, set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you prefer, she can rent it out. And working with Amy, there is zero risk involved here for you, because if you're not happy, for whatever reason, Amy will let you out of your contract free and clear.
Amy sells a home on average every 18 hours. That's amazing. Let me tell you a story really quick about Jenny. Jenny's a young professional and was being relocated for work, but her property was underwater and she didn't know what to do. Amy helped her understand short sale, deed in lieu, foreclosure, coming to the table with the difference, and renting. She felt most comfortable renting the property, and Amy found her a fantastic tenant who signed a 2-year lease.
Call the only agent that styles in Roman and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts Trust. That's Amy Kite, 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or you can always go online, amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year, and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new, state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, Chicagoland, switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line and get the fifth line free. These days, all networks are great, so don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Stop by your local Sprint store, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or go to Sprint.com/unlimited. After 131.19, pay $38 per month per line with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums use rules and restrictions apply.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So, if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable, and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen. middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, a wee bit after 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams have been decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. One of the big questions going into Sunday's Bears-Browns game is, what will the no-show number be? It's not exactly a must-see game, as two teams with a combined 4-24 record will square off. It will also be a battle of rookie quarterbacks, DeShone Kizer and Mitch Trubisky. And today, John Fox, talking about his young signal caller, says he foresees a big jump in Trubisky's second year.
Look at even a couple guys that were taken last year high in the draft. You look at year one to year two, there's a dramatic improvement. And, you know, with guys that are capable, and I believe Mitch is, they make those kind of jumps.
And the next question is, who will be Trubisky's coach in his second year? Turning to baseball, and there was a report earlier today that free agent pitcher Yu Darvish had reached agreement on a deal with the Cubs, but that report has been deemed premature at the least and rubbish at the most.
It was just shot down by Yu Darvish's official Twitter.
You're beating me to my punch here, Dan.
Sorry.
And even Darvish himself said so, at least I think he did, since I don't read Japanese, but somebody did translate it, so yeah, it was obviously turned down.
No, he actually tweeted hashtag fake news.
Yeah, I know, I saw that. Come on, quit stealing my thunder.
Well, no, it's just it wasn't in Japanese.
No, that part wasn't, but the rest of it was. All right, anyway, it appears that the Orioles will hang on to Manny Machado for the time being, as they deem that no offer they have received is worthy of acting on, at least at this time, maybe at the trading deadline upcoming in the summer. AHL, the Wolves today beat Grand Rapids 5-4. That's six straight wins now for the Wolves. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last-minute gifting, watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys, Burlington gifts for everyone. This scoreboard update brought to you by Term Busters Insurance. For a quote, go to www.termbusters.net. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Inside, Isaac wheels along the baseline, had that one blocked. That picked up. Bob to Waller.
Unless Orlando just makes an unbelievable comeback.
Nico, pump fake. Heritage.
Good win, good win. The streak's alive, Neil.
112-94. Two toughies on the road coming up, but the Bulls will approach them confidently as they went for the seventh straight time, and the crowd rises to their feet to applaud the Bulls. Game over.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's what you've got. Highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. It's time for us to talk those red hot Bulls with our guy from Sun Times coverage. You know him better as White Lightning, Joe Cowley. What's up, Joe? How you feeling, man?
Magic. How you doing, buddy?
I can't call it, man. Happy holidays to you and yours before we start this thing.
Right back at you.
So, what the hell's going on with the Bulls, man? Did you ask a question that sparked the team, or did you anger someone? Do they have a Joe Cowley poster board that they're peeling off clothing from? Well, what's happening here?
No, I mean, I think they're not the only team that had the idea of tanking in mind when the season started, as we're starting to see. And I think it's a couple things. I think we're seeing the maturation of Chris Dunn. I think we're seeing the Nikola Mirotic effect, whether it is for the team or whether it is for the Nico brand and Nico trying to play his way out. I think those have been two big things, and also guys understanding what Fred Hoiberg is asking on offense a little more clearly. We're seeing that. We're seeing guys understanding defense a little bit more, communicating more. So, you know, I think it's a kind of a perfect storm. And you're also getting lucky with the schedule. Even if it is a tough team, they seem to be resting guys or have guys that are injured. You know, I think we're just seeing kind of a perfect storm of good things go the Bulls' way.
It's the first time in NBA history a team has lost 10 in a row and then won their next 7. There's never been a whipsaw like this in the history of the league. And I think part of it is watching fans and critics try to make sense of how to feel about it, because they understood that they were going to be bad on purpose. They may still end up being bad on purpose, but you never want a team to actively try to lose, especially right. when there's young players involved, when you're trying to establish a coach and a culture. So I guess I'm at the place where why not? Why not enjoy, especially last night when you put a laugher on them? I mean, you run them out of the building like that, that's something more than squeaking by a team that's missing a couple of their best players. I know that's not a juggernaut, but I think when you see a professional team where young players are playing with this kind of confidence, that's how it manifests itself.
Yeah, you brought it up. You're seeing players and a coach and a coaching staff that could care less about what the front office wants to do. You know, the front office, if it was up to them, they would be losing games and they would be sitting pretty for one of those four players that they've identified as the most can't miss in this upcoming draft. Because to me, after you get past four, you can still get a really good player, but now you don't have as much security in that. And so, you know, I think the intent of the front office, and that was and it was also told to me over the summer, was to be as good a position to have as many lottery balls in the hopper as you can have. And but you're not hearing that from the coach, not hearing from the coaching staff. You're definitely not hearing that from the players. And that's how it's supposed to be. Front office is tanked. Players and coaches don't. And you're seeing that. And like you said, I mean, what are you going to do? Tell these guys we want you to develop, but we don't want you to learn how to win. You know what I mean? Right. So I mean, to me, that's a key component in developing is learning how to win, especially in the NBA where that usually takes a couple of years to figure out how to win these games.
I asked Bobby Portis and our parents about this, and I'm interested to hear your conversation. What's happening with Lowry Marketing? Because throughout this winning, he hasn't been asked, and he hasn't been the player that he was the first couple of weeks that we saw him. What do you think is happening with him, and especially his shot?
Well, I know what's happening with him from the simple standpoint of teams started game planning for him. And teams started blitzing him on pick and roll, and teams started double teaming him and leaving Chris Dunn open. I think that's why you saw Dunn's shooting percentage, especially from outside, as high as it was a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of the market has kind of set itself a little bit more recently, but a couple of weeks ago it was high because he was getting wide open shots because teams were finally game planning for the rookie. And I think that kind of, along with the back, I think that kind of messed with his confidence. And now that you got a guy who's playing like a 20-year-old, who's finding his way in the NBA and trying to adjust to the adjustments. And so, you know, that's what you're seeing. Can he adjust to these adjustments? And so he's still getting some wide open shots that he's just not hitting. So I think there's some other things involved there too, as far as the back and just a lack of confidence. So, you know, I don't think they're overly concerned. I think they thought this would probably be the growing pains you would see happen. And so you just kind of ride it out. And fortunately for them, they have two guys that can fill in at that four spot and do a really good job right now in the way Portis and Miritich are playing.
Defense takes trust, and sometimes it's hard in practice to build that up. It has to happen in games. There has to be a time where I may have to vacate my spot knowing that somebody's going to cut off the baseline or knowing that somebody's going to put a hand in a passing lane. From what we're seeing in some of these games, they must be having pretty decent practices. They're decent enough practices to just get into some of the muscle memory of the defensive help and recovery.
Well, Chris Dunn's been challenging guys too in practice to be better. You know, I mean, one of the things I talked to him about is he's already, you know, when Zach LaVine comes into practice, he's already been challenging him to be better than he was last year in Minnesota, where he was atrocious when you look at the numbers, the analytics, and the eye test. You know, Zach LaVine was a terrible defender. And Dunn's been challenging him, you know, you got to be better than that. We expect to be better than that. And you're seeing a guy, even in practice, in LaVine, who has upped his defensive game and his understanding of defense and learning how to watch film from the defensive side of things. And so, and it's not just him. He's you know, Dunn is pulling guys aside and trying to, you know, spread what he preaches. And you know, he preaches defense. He believes he can be that defensive guy that makes everyone around him better and have that will to play defense. So I think you're seeing that kind of meltdown into the other guys, and it's, you know, it's kind of contagious right now.
What has improved in the relationship with Nico Mirotić and his teammates, and what has stayed the same?
I don't think anything's really improved.
I agree.
I think what's happened is they know that Nico has been huge in this winning streak, and Nico knows he's been huge in this winning streak, and I think Nico is playing it perfectly. I wrote a column about this the other day that he's putting his toe just over that line of, you know what, I'm going to save team, the team's doing well, but I'm also going to make sure that I'm promoting that the reason the team is doing well is because of me. And if that means not endearing myself to teammates who already were questioning how I wanted to handle my off-season business, then so be it. And if the front office doesn't like it, then so be it. Go ahead and move me. So I think he is playing for Nico under the cloak of I'm a professional and I can do this for the team. So, you know, it's a win-win for him. If they don't move him, he feels like he can go get 20-some a night with this roster. And if they do move him, the value of what he is right now is probably, at best, if they got lucky, a late first-round draft pick. So you're going to a playoff team, so he would go and get to a challenge for a playoff run. So, you know, I think he's in a win-win situation as long as he keeps playing at this level.
Speaking of trades, I've been fascinated to watch the national view constantly in flux about the Jimmy Butler trade and about looking at it, valuing all of the assets involved.
Right.
And every time Chris Dunn looks good, and every time an eyebrows raise a, hey, Lauri Markkanen is coming along, it seems to be that nationally what was perceived as a one-sided trade lost by the Bulls is now very swiftly being reconsidered. And for me, the lesson there is don't try to judge a trade that quickly, because doing so is just dumb.
Well, to me, I think the lesson that gets lost is, you know, maybe it was a really great trade for both teams.
Right.
And that's really what a good basketball trade should do, shouldn't it? Or a trade in any sport. And I think the Timberwolves, you know, they're sitting in that four spot right now. That's about where I felt they would finish in the West with Jimmy. I think Jimmy's trying to teach these guys how to be professional defenders and professional NBA players. And that's not an easy task from the stories I'm hearing for some of those guys. And I think Chris Dunn is learning how to be a professional basketball player and a proven NBA point guard. And you still haven't seen what LaVine has, and you got Markin in the draft swap. So why can't both teams have benefited from this? I mean, ideally, it was a great basketball trade if both teams excel and both teams get to where they wanted to get in making a deal. So, you know, I don't get into the whole who won and who lost. I think, you know, if you both won, that's what a basketball trade should do. That's what a good trade should do in any sport.
You get to watch LeBron against these Bulls tonight. I don't know when we started doing it with Kobe, but it seems like around the time we tore his labrum and you saw him slowing down a little bit, we did the whole, hey, you know, these will be the last few times you get to see Kobe. You better take it in. In his 15th season, he is having one of his best and most right. efficient offensive seasons, and nobody has ever done that this late in their career, averaging 28.9 points per game. I don't know if we've ever had the conversation about LeBron, but you've been covering him for a while now, and it boggles the mind how great he still is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time Cleveland comes or we come to Cleveland, Miami, wherever he was, I feel like I'm watching the greatest all-around player that I've ever seen. So, and you know, I'll debate that with anybody.
I'm with you.
All-around basketball skills.
I'm with you.
No one has ever been better. And at the same time, having all those skills, no one has ever made guys around him better. I mean, you can say what you want about Kobe, but the next person that Kobe makes better would be the first one. And, you know, and I see that with a couple other guys. I mean, I'm not going to get in the whole Jordan debate. To me, it was a different era, different style of basketball, so many different tangibles. As far as the all-around game, and as far as on top of that all-around game, making everyone around you better, there's no one that's ever done it quite like he has. And then you add the other stuff into it, basically empowering players to run this league. If your biggest misstep is that you decided to have your decision of where you're going to play at a YMCA or wherever it was, and that's the biggest misstep you've ever done in your career, God bless you. I mean, so to me, I mean, you can't, I can't say enough about what this guy is, what he has done, and to me, the biggest changer of the NBA as we know it, both on and off the court.
You know, we asked Steve Stone, I remember when he was in Cleveland, if he was going to get together with, and he said, everybody I knew here is dead. So I wonder if it's the same for you when you get back to the stomping ground.
No, mom and dad were alive today.
Glad you checked. Okay.
Dad was showing me magic tricks, and then they fought, and then they yell, and then they wonder why I'm not staying at the house tonight. And I was explaining them that I'm going to go to the hotel tonight, but tomorrow I'm going to stay with you guys, okay? So, we've already stopped in and hugged it out and saw them fight. It's like going to the Bunkers. It's like going to see Edith and Archie. And,
I can only I would love to imagine
Mama and Papa Cowley.
Senior Cowleys are like. Could you imagine like, whatever household produced this?
I had next time you have Papa Doc Vince on or KC, I invited all those guys over for spaghetti dinner a couple of years ago. Nick Friedell and
you're gonna need some more pasta if you invited Nick.
No, trust me, Nick was killing it. They all left with the same opinion as there's no way that your mom and dad shouldn't have their own reality show.
Oh.
They just can't believe that, 72-year-old people are dropping F-bombs on each other and yelling, and my dad's doing magic tricks. And he can't hear real well, so she says comments under her breath that we could all hear, but he can't. And there's really nothing like it, to be honest. There's a reason my wife doesn't come to Cleveland a lot to visit. Minnesota girls and Cleveland families, it's a little different.
Joe, happy holidays to you and yours, brother.
You guys have a great holiday.
Thank you, Joe. For my next drink, right. I'm going to make my wife disappear.
Well, there's some former football players who have done that, actually. Oh, because I did it.
Back to Lorenz and Wright all of a sudden.
Because I did it.
This segment is brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. There's some rampant speculation about old Papa John, too.
Oh, Little touchy, grabby, feely.
Some speculation, people putting it out there that, wait a second, this is an interestingly timed demotion.
Yeah.
Then maybe they know something we don't.
He just blurted, I'm an alcoholic. I do drugs. What else you got on this list? I don't know. I'm running out of things. Yeah. Yeah, you and your medicine sauce pizza can shove it, mister. Apparently you've been doing that, though, so... That's awesome.
That's Jason Goff.
As Doug Buffone told me, those many years ago, every bleep has his day, Jason. And don't worry, his is coming. I was like, Doug, you shouldn't talk about management like that. Yes.
Was he right?
Oh, very right. Very right. And I believe he was also talking about Papa John. Papa John Schnatter, you are no longer on commercials. You will be a chairman until we find out what you have done behind the scenes. You evil man with bad pizza and a bad hairdo and weird friends and your stupid plastic face. No one should have trusted you from the outset, but they did.
All of a sudden Frank from Oak Park?
Sorry.
Hub. I have a question about Papa John.
When you touch someone and people haven't found out yet, but you still make bad pizza.
When you're putting provolone on your sausage and offering it to people who don't want it, is that a workplace violation?
What's up with the dried jalapeno in the middle of the pizza box? I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
You have Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Now,
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As today marks the annual December solstice, it's now time for my all-winter team. And since this is the shortest day of the year, Ray Knight and Alvin Dark will be our co-managers. The outfield may get nippy with Albert Bell, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze, Ivy Shiver and Nomar Mazara, nicknamed the Big Chill. Ron say the Penguin will platoon with Ken Reitz, the Zamboni at third, or I might try to strike a balance among the Freezes, Gene, George, and David, and of course, Bill Melton. Bill White of Pittsburgh's Alleghenies fame is at shortstop, and if I play JT Snow at first, it would perfectly position Ski Emilio at second. Righties Jesse and Clarence Winters will pitch, the catcher, Steve Christmas, of course, and southpaw Derek Holland. The Dutch Oven reminds us that this is all part of the Hot Stove League. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo, plus no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery, guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. people who like staying in, and people who like going out, people who like relaxing in front of a new TV, and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
It's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Chulosco, the official grocery store of your Chicago Bears, for all of your tailgating needs. Hello, I'm Zach Sabin. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Well, I mean, they were bad for two consecutive years.
Vic Fangio has certainly made the Bears' defense much better during his tenure. He inherited the 30th-ranked defense in football, but today, the Bears are ranked 8th.
We've gotten it back to being respectable. In some cases, good. Some cases, not good enough. But overall, I think the defense is in a lot better shape moving forward than it was those 2 years you are alluding to.
Which is why some wonder if Fangio may get a shot at becoming an NFL head coach someday.
I take the mindset on all that stuff to just let it happen. Usually if people are interested for any position, they come and ask you, come and try and get you. So I've not seen many guys get anything when they banging down doors.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
It's 4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams this season have been decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Fairly busy day so far in sports, and we begin with baseball and a shutdown of a report that Yu Darvish is signing with the Cubs. Darvish himself said on his Twitter account, hashtag Nisei no Nuyusu, or fake news, that again on his Twitter account. And all those reports of Manny Machado being traded by this time this week have also turned out to be fake news, as the Orioles have apparently decided to hold off trading their young power hitter until sometime during the season. Basketball's Hall of Fame has come up with a pretty impressive list of nominees for the 2018 class, names such as Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Ray Allen, Grant Hill, and Chauncey Billups, along with coaches Lefty Driesell, Bob Huggins, and Raleigh Massimino. On the court, the Bulls go for win number 8 in a row tonight in Cleveland. Hockey, the Blackhawks go for their 6th straight win. They're down in Dallas, and the Wolves won their 6th in a row this afternoon. They defeated Grand Rapids. The final there was 5-4. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, Park smarter. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Here's the latest from CBS on the demotion of Papa John from his position as CEO. Papa John says its founder, John Schnatter, will step down as CEO next month, about 2 months after he publicly criticized the NFL leadership over national anthem protests by football players. The company said that Schnatter remains chairman. He'll be replaced as chief executive by COO Steve Ritchie on January 1st. Schnatter had blamed slowing sales growth on the outcry surrounding NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. He said NFL leadership has hurt Papa John's shareholders. This should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago. Papa John's later apologized for the comments, vowing to work with the NFL and players. Papa John's International Inc. is an NFL sponsor and advertiser. Schnatter also said at the time customers had a negative view of the chain's association with the NFL. The comments drew praise from white supremacists, and the company apologized 2 weeks later. Ritchie would not say if Schnatter's NFL comments played a role in the job change. In a statement on the change, Schnatter said he was proud of Ritchie. And shares of Papa John's are down about 13% since the day before the NFL comments were made. The value of Schnatter's stake in the company was reduced by nearly $84 million. Wow. Because he owns 9.5 million shares of Papa John's International. His total stake was valued at more than $560 million. The company's stock is down 30% since the beginning of the year. Schnatter has also become the face of the company, showing up in TV ads with former football player Peyton Manning. The company has not decided if Schnatter will still be its spokesman, Ritchie said, adding that a decision will be made early next year.
Didn't you already kind of make that decision?
Yeah.
How can you put him back on the commercials after you said, you know what, you can't be our spokesperson anymore?
You can't be our CEO.
Our CEO, anymore. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how?
You can't just turn him into a mascot now.
No, I don't know. You can have it. If their commercials are selling you that pizza, then God bless you and your singed taste buds.
Like,
You've been way too much lighter fluid on your tongue for me.
Yeah, and former punter Chris Cluey on Twitter was speculating, and I don't know if it's based in anything he knows, but he's speculating also about what else could be going on with the timing of this and why you forced
Johnny.
The guy out.
Oh, Johnny. Man, people are... This end of this 2017 had quite the crescendo where guy after guy is going to work and they're like, hey, remember those 75 women you harassed?
Yeah, they're
down at HR. They want to talk to you right now.
Yeah, and your Twitter feed where you're talking to porn stars.
The NFL Network guy and the advanced media guy for baseball. Is that the baseball guy?
Baseball advanced media's chief officer forced out also because he had a holiday party for the office filled with hookers.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Like, oh, in what world? My mom used to ask me when I did something ridiculously, grotesquely dumb. She'd say,
How often did that happen?
Oh, God, all the time when I was a kid and sometimes as a grown man here. She would ask me simply, Jason, did you think that would work? Or why did you think that would work? Before the punishment would come down, I'd be like, oh, mom wants to talk about this. Cool. We're gonna sit here and have a little debate.
That you're going to lose.
Right, exactly. And I'd explain and then the punishment would come down. But man, and like, what'd you think was gonna happen? Like the NFL Network dude talking to porn stars
and
thinking that he can delete tweets as if the internet isn't in ink. I don't care what you think you're getting off on Snapchat or all these other apps that make you think dust or what. There's another one that Mark Cuban was pushing for a little while where you could write anything to someone and it would disappear after 20 minutes or something like that. It's cataloged somewhere. You can't think that you're a head honcho, a CEO, a boss, whatever the case may be, and talk to strippers and porn stars on Twitter and think that somebody's not going to notice it. Hell, we had a guy in this industry who was favoriting and liking things, and people had to be like, hey, you know. No, we can see you, right? Yeah. Who?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Favoriting and liking like porn stars?
Yeah, S&M stuff, all that. And these people had to be like, hey, fam, you might want to unlike all those things. Yes.
You know, it's even to the point where if you start following a Twitter thread or someone says, check this out, or there's a news story, or they say so-and-so was following this, like, I don't even want to go on Twitter to that feed in case, like,
something happens to it, accidentally.
You drop your phone and it hits a like, you know? If, like, sometimes...
I accidentally dropped my phone and like 55, Lyrical Lore pictures on Instagram.
It's one of the reasons I don't use like.
I use it to bookmark.
I don't use like. If I like something, I'll retweet it.
Isn't that just Bernstein? He just doesn't use the like button.
He's not alone on that, though.
No,
there's a lot of people.
I don't really get the function. If I like something, I will send it along to you.
What if I don't want people, because you know our industry, people, you know, shows before you, it's like, oh, look at that. I didn't know about that story.
What do you mean by bookmark?
If I like it, it'll be in my liked file. I'll go back to it and say, this is the story that I want to reference for this next segment, next show.
What I will do is I will email, I'll click on the link to the actual story, like the actual, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and then I will email the story to myself.
Yeah, it's like three steps more than I want to do. I just hit the like button. I go back to my, a lot of my, in other news stories, I like, and then I'll go back to my like. In my profile?
Now people don't have to listen to In Other News, Jason.
Damn it! Got
to drop a new segment for 2018.
Good luck, because I got two that are middling, and that's it for the year. I'm all done.
Part of it is
I'm finished with ideas.
It's on the other side of things. Like if I spend mm-hmm. a lot of time writing something, mm-hmm. and I write every day, yeah. but sometimes I'm more proud of an effort than other times. You get inspired to write something, and I retweet, like if you liked it enough to like it and you enjoyed reading it,
I know.
And
retweeted
like, that doesn't do anything.
Share it.
Right.
I got you.
I just didn't understand. Oh, that's nice. I like
people
that.
Have to learn about the I like. Just acknowledge it, put it in the memory bank. That way there's no evidence, just you know about it.
Fam, listen, you're saying this. How old are you?
25.
You're saying this as a 25-year-old man with nobody clawing and pawing at you every minute that you're home. You don't have to think about anything else besides work. And, you know, if you got a lady or if you're going, like, bro, I got so much in my head right now.
What is the eye like?
You just look at it in a snapshot, in memory. Just throw it in your
mental, mental snapshot.
Yeah,
mental
snapshot.
And then move on about your day.
Old school. You know, if a man ain't got no, he ain't got no evidence.
Oh, I-E-Y-E.
Yeah, Tony's different. He's on a different wavelength than I am right now. I think 12 years ago, Tony, I probably felt the same way. But 12 years later, fam, I don't have much up here that'll stay there for very long.
Dude, I can't walk to the train and know if I lock the door or not when I leave the house.
I know
how many times during the week I turn around and walk home to relock the door?
You know
and
what?
It's always locked.
I double back to make sure I've closed the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Twice this week I drove back by the house to make sure the garage
is closed. I will circle back in my car to make sure the garage is closed.
That happens with me with the iron. Like I've made
an iron
all the way to the parking lot down here and been like, you know what? I really don't want to go back home to a burnt down place. And then you pull up and you're like, all right, the iron has the auto off. I keep forgetting.
I do it with so many things. I do it when I grill at night. I'm like, did I close the valve on the propane? Mm-hmm. You know, did I take? I know I turned the thing off, but did I actually close the valve on the tank? And I'll be like lying in bed. Damn it! And then I gotta go downstairs and take the thing off the grill. And you know,
this is from the A59. I don't see what's wrong with it if it's consenting adults. Yes, but you don't bring a bus full of hookers to your holiday party.
It's also, if you are the head of a workplace, if you are the top executive at NFL Network, and your Twitter feed is public to your employees, that you're...
Oh my God, you can do that with a light bulb?
That any one of your employees might feel a little awkward knowing that you are outwardly conversing with prostitutes and porn stars.
Yeah, I'll be the last one to yuck another guy's yum when it comes to certain things. I won't be the last one. Actually, I'll yuck a lot of things, and I'll just be like, all right, you're into that? Because I'll never forget, Jim Murray and I were at, the place in Atlanta that's known by as a tourist attraction where strippers go to die, pretty much. It's Robert De Niro has been there. It's like a bunch. It's the novelty of it, where it's old ladies, it's big people. I forget the name of it right now. And we left, and I'm like, that was. But I guess it's an experience that a lot of tourists have. And he looked at me and he goes, Jason, don't ever underestimate the freakiness of the man next to you. And I was like, oh.
Is it the Claremont Lounge?
Yes, the Claremont Lounge. There's pictures of stars all over the place. Like actors, actresses who like.
Known for its kitschy atmosphere and unusual dancers.
Dude.
Hold me closer, unusual dancer.
There was a woman the size of Kamala. Like the Ugandan giant. Yes. And she had a Santa outfit on. And she had like shutters on the outfit. And when you pulled the shutters, like everything was right there for you. And I'm like, people pay for this? They're like, oh yeah, all the time. Like the Claremont Lounge is a place where everybody goes once they touch down in Atlanta if they want to see something weird.
It sounds like some combination of John Waters, David Lynch, and Quentin Tarantino. This is just from the Wikipedia page.
Dude, it is.
The Claremont is perhaps best known for featuring some dancers who do not meet the traditional physical standards for strippers, the most famous of whom is Blondie.
Yes.
Noted for her ability to crush empty beer cans between her breasts, as well as for her poetry.
Yes.
Now that's
she's actually a terrific poet.
That's a resume.
She's
quote the that Blondie, in. Nevermore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maya Angelou.
I didn't know what I was walking into, and my guy Jim Murray is crazy. He's got the sleeves as far as the tattoos are concerned. He's into different things. That's my ace. Like, he's my man. 50 grand to the day he dies. I love that dude.
Picturing the great poets like John Dunn is there doing shots. Like, hold on a second.
she was good.
I can top that.
No, Blondie was the truth, but he was like, Goff, I know this may not be a thing, but you have to go with me. So we walk in.
Robert Frost is smashing shot glasses with his wang. Two roads diverged in wood.
It was something else. It was an experience like I've never had before.
Carl Sandburg has his nipple tassels going in opposite directions.
Have you ever been somewhere and wanted to leave but wanted to stay all at the same time? It's kind of like
give it up for William Butler Yeats.
You're an idiot. Yeah. It's like this.
Want to see some slouching toward Bethlehem?
The smell.
Here's your rough beast. It's hour come around at last.
The smell of gasoline, where it's like you smell it on your fingers and you're like, oh, that's terrible. And then you take that second and third sniff. You're like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then you find out you get high. Yeah, dude, if you're ever in Atlanta and you just want to experience something that you can talk about for the rest of your life, yeah, go on over to the old Claremont Lounge. You might, and like I said, you might see a star or a comedian just sitting there having a beer and taking it all in just like you are.
Here he is like a patient etherized on a table. Give it up for T.S. Eliot.
I'm done with you. This is why I can't. This is why the vulnerability of this show is like it's fledgling at best, because the moment you open
women
up.
Women come and go talking of Michelangelo, the love song of T.S. Eliot.
What does the VIP section look like?
There is no VIP section. There really is. They don't do bottle service. This is not a gentleman's club that you would send your boys to.
I texted my college roommate who moved to Atlanta when I saw you down there. Mm-hmm. That's where I stay in. Ever go to Claremont? Yes, twice. Saw John Rocker both times.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Performing?
Yeah, right. Just throwing beer cans at his ass.
I just wonder the other VIP sections. It's like Emily Dickinson, Pablo Neruda giving you the business down.
It's from the 815. I once saw a one-legged stripper there. Yeah. Dude, they have everything. It literally says on the marquee where strippers go to die. So that's the spot. If you ever want to go do the whole weird thing. I hate you. Stop. Stop.
It's a sex comedy.
The texters are great. Lord Byron just throws up on everyone. Yeah. But he did that anyway.
That's his trick.
Just have his work. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Lost your provider? Lost your provider? U.S. Meds can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. I have something for after the top of the hour, an unintended consequence that is going to be a significant headwind, apparently, for major college sports. And I had no idea that the newly passed tax bill that's about to be signed may hamstring college sports as we know them. But the more I'm learning about this, and this is a USA Today report that's laying some of this out, I don't know if anybody sees this coming.
All right.
It's amazing.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
The Radio.com app allows you to listen to your favorite Score shows and unique Score content anywhere, anytime, right from your mobile device. Download the Radio.com app now.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
218. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Like, the functionality of it,
I know
it's a decent idea, but I just, there's so many flaws, and who's going to fund it? Is it his son's money? Is it the shoe company's
money?
No,
he might not be the right guy, but there's a place for this league that LeVar Ball is talking about where You could have kids not have to go to college, make a little bit of money, and function almost like a hockey junior league.
Hey, listen, Fox Sports 1 is losing money with their college basketball contract. They're trying to siphon what is, you know, the billion-dollar mega phenomenon that is the tournament away from CBS at some point, where they go to the NCAA and say, hey, look, we're carrying all your other bum-ass games that nobody wants to watch. We don't have as much money, but one day CBS won't want to pay that. So they're hoping they're laying that groundwork. Wofford beat North Carolina last night. Moved no meters. No meters. I don't know what...
That's a hell of a locker room celebration, though. Yeah.
Essentially, what you're doing is you're asking people who, and let's keep it funky. No one's asking for more basketball, right? I mean, the NBA is doing numbers that they haven't done since 2010 because they got stars and you followed their story. High school players in what would be a glorified pickup league I don't know how you're going to fit 12, 13? What 13 kids are going to come and say, hey, I'll play for this team and sit on your bench and not be the guy? Where's the training staff? Where the training staff's going to come from? Where the coach is going to come from? Who's going to fund this thing? Well, we talk about the WNBA. The WNBA is subsidized by the NBA, and they are hemorrhaging money.
Yeah, the WNBA could not exist on its own as a business.
Right. Just don't know how you would apply what LeVar Ball wants to do,
and where you're
going
play
against him in every one of these things, because I can understand where the spirit is coming from, but the application of it.
Where are they going to live? Where are they going to play? Where are they going to practice?
At what point is Lonzo going to be like, yo, wait a minute, I'm carrying this franchise until LaMelo or LiAngelo do whatever the hell they got to do? This is my money. I'm carrying this. I'm the only one that's bringing in the you know, more than a few $100,000 a year. At what point is he going to be like, yo, when are you going to stop messing with my money? Like, there's a lot of questions here, and I don't want to seem like the hater, but I got objective questions whenever these kinds of things come up, and especially with a guy who seems to come off half-cocked half the time. It's just, I don't know. I just don't feel good about it.
This segment's brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. All right, after the top of the hour, I had no clue that there is some poison pill stuff in the brand new sweeping tax bill that is going to kick college sports right in the rocks.
Don't worry though, because you're going to get seven extra grand on your tax return.
No, I'm serious. I had no clue.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody did.
It's big. This is a story that's about to manifest itself, I think, in the week to come. So it's early now.
Yeah, this is the first that I had read about it, and I had more oh my gods reading this about what is to come. And it also could affect pro sports as well. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that is now going to have to be laid out.
I think a lot of these boosters voted for this change too.
Well, the boosters are going to have to deal with this. There's going to be some blowback here when people start reading the fine print.
These boosters voted for this change.
It's a hell of a story from Steve Berkowitz of USA Today. We'll get to it in a moment on the score.
And now, another score 25th anniversary moment.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring, except for me, Ditka Claus.
The score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want! It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial? Yeah, I was trying to.
Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
With the Xfinity family, if you're not, You need to. It's the future of awesome. Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and Xfinity has made my life so much more convenient and efficient. I just mentioned my home. I can warm my home up or cool my home down before I get there with the touch of a button on the Xfinity app right here on my phone. I can arm my alarm or disarm my alarm as I'm coming up the stairs with a bunch of groceries or the kid in his car seat. And of course, I mention on a daily basis the thousands of on-demand movies on my X1 HD DVR box, and of course my X1 voice remote, where I don't have a good memory. I just told Tony that. He's 25. He can remember things. I can't remember all these damn channel numbers. So I just press that blue microphone and I say, take me to Revolt, or take me to Viceland, or take me to Nick at Night, or take me to HBO. And it turns right there for me to the HD, preferred channel that I have set up. I'm telling you right now, the X1 box, the X1 voice remote, and on top of that, I can watch my favorite apps right on my TV, because I just go to the apps folder and Netflix is right there for me. I'm watching She's Gotta Have It right now. I'm watching Narcos. Still haven't started The Punisher. I think I'm going to get that done on my vacation. And YouTube is there for me when I watch all my favorite podcasts. Everyday Struggle will be removed from that because my man Joe Budden has been outed. But yeah, you can get started with the Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle both. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve, right around the corner here, December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.